CliffCentral.com. A very good afternoon and welcome to the show, the Youth Leadership Platform, brought to you by Leadership Platform and Student Brands. And again, this week, you are with Bongani Dao. I'm back from the Mother City, and it was quite a thrill. But there's nothing more compelling than being here and producing world-class content to build the next South Africa and world leaders. And as per usual, I do not ride solo. I have my beautiful co-host, Sasha Lee.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing, Sasha?
I'm good, and you?
You're good?
I'm a bit jealous that you got to go to Cape Town without me, to be honest with you. I mean, the wind wasn't something to be jealous
along,
of, but I mean, it's a beautiful place. So yeah,
I didn't invite you, though. It's not like I just
busy,
left
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're hustling. You're going on holiday without us. But anyways, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's great to be back. There's no place I'd rather be. So today we are talking everything finance. So to our young listeners, the millennials as well, today we're talking everything finance. So you're thinking saving, you're thinking making the big buck, making it into the big time. There's one platform and avenue that you can be able to do that, and that is known as Forex trading. It's a very foreign concept, but it has found its niche in South Africa, much like Bitcoin. And today, to discuss that with us, we have the beautiful...
Really beautiful.
Really beautiful. And smart Danielle Lester. Did I get your surname right?
That's correct.
And she is the CEO and co-founder of iSelect Group, which is a female-ran company that teaches Forex trading. And we'll have her introduce herself.
Good afternoon to all the listeners. Good afternoon, Bongani. Afternoon, Sasha. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you as well.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Before we go any further, Danielle, we always like to get our listeners up to speed with the kind of person that we have in studio, you know, before we discuss anything. So take us through your background, just a little bit. Give us a snippet of where you come from and...
Who Danielle is,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Danielle Lester's the name. I grew up in a small town, or maybe not so small because the airport's there. I'm from Kempton Park.
Oh, really?
Grew up in Kempton Park. Actually met Pabalo in primary school. So we went to primary school together. Pabalo, the co-founder of the company.
Okay.
We went to primary school together, met there. I grew up in the East Rand. Then went on to... I went into marketing. So surprisingly, went into marketing when I left school. I then was a marketing advisor for Momentum Insurance,
okay,
an insurance company. And from then, I really, you know, that's what sparked my interest in the financial markets. So being exposed to, you know, investment solutions and the finance industry, I then started studying finance. So I did my wealth management. And over and above that, I also did marketing because I'm passionate about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously worked for the big insurance houses, worked for some of the investment houses.
Uh-huh.
And I worked specifically with fund managers. So I did a bit of fund management, worked specifically on retirement funds.
Okay.
And that's really where I got intrigued, to actually start trading my own money. So... yeah, I was exposed to fund management, started trading, traded my own money a little bit. And then I obviously introduced it to Pabalo, who is the co-founder of iSelect Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced it to her, and she also started trading. And shortly after that, we were like, you know what, let's start a Forex trading company. And mm-hmm. that's where I think the whole iSelect group as a whole started, because iSelect Wealth forms part of iSelect Group,
okay,
which is a group company.
Subsidiary.
And the Forex side of the business was really just our stepping stone into business as a whole.
Mm.
So from iSelect Wealth, we then went into property and wellness. But for purposes of this, we're speaking about wealth.
Yeah. Okay. So with Forex, it used to be a foreign concept until the established niche and a lot of companies coming up wanting to teach
yes.
people about
yes.
Forex trading. So now, being part of those investment and insurance houses, why forex trading per se to generate revenue? Because they've got other ways and means of like buying stock, investments, and other prices and products and packages that you can use to benefit yourself.
Yes. Okay. So I think, look, we are a firm believer that obviously, when you're looking at investments, you've got to diversify your portfolio when you're investing.
Okay.
So we don't solely say, invest into forex trading only.
Okay.
We speak about financial intelligence as a whole and investing in various instruments. And one of those instruments is forex trading. And the reason why forex trading is obviously because I've obviously been exposed to the returns, and also I think young people need to be made aware that there are other investments out there that can give you inflation beating returns or better returns, provided you've obviously got a proper risk management strategy and a proper investment strategy. So I think forex trading, because, people need to start understanding that there are other investments out there that are giving proper inflation beating returns out there. Mm. Yeah.
How would you explain forex trading? So say myself, for instance, well, I've done some reading, but just to somebody that does not know anything about forex trading, they always hear about it.
Somebody
what
like
is
Sasha.
Forex trading?
Okay, so forex trading is basically the exchange of various currencies, and this is done on the international stock exchange. So it's basically, trading one currency against the other, or buying and selling various currencies. And this all happens on an international market. This market is huge. There's $5.3 trillion that are traded on this currency, on this platform every day. So I normally say to people, can you imagine if you just got 0.001% of that $5.3 trillion? So that's what makes it so, that's what makes it so exciting. The fact that you can actually make quite a bit of money on this market. And this market is also open 6.5 days a week, 24 hours a day. So you can literally be trading or making money when you're sleeping. I know a lot of people say that, but literally.
Literally.
So are the people that control the market, like, for instance, is it like internet that once, it was opened, now there's no way of shutting it down?
So since the internet became available, its base trading has actually become available to the individual. But many, like the big institutions and, the banks, they've been trading for years and years, ever since they've been established, it's just that for individuals, it's became available since the internet became available. So yes, when you're trading, you do need access to the internet, because this trading is all done on the internet.
So there are no major players that can shut it down at any given point or manipulate it in any way?
No. Look, there are brokers out there, and I think that's why when you get into the market, you've got to do your research. You've got to partner with companies that are reputable out there, companies that do not manipulate the market when you're trading.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we stand by. We make sure that we pride ourselves with the partners that we actually affiliate ourselves to. So we affiliate ourselves to companies that are FSB regulated, so that they cannot actually manipulate the market. And if anything has to happen, you do have some sort of recourse when it comes to getting your money. So I think when you're going into the market, you've obviously got to do research around the companies you affiliate yourself to. I think money is a very serious topic. So when you're actually investing, you've got to do research around it. So partner with the right people and you'd be fine.
So with the trends now, like pretend we were using a platform, right?
Yes.
And you're about to place a trade.
Yes.
What do you, in basic terms, the first ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, when just looking at a trade, what do you look for? What do you purchase? And then what do you expect?
Okay, so a lot of people think, they can go into the market and actually do research and just get into trading. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to know what you're doing when you're going into trading. It's not difficult. It's not something that you need to study towards a finance degree to actually start trading. No, but you actually do need to know what you're doing. So it's important that you get the proper training when you're actually going to start trading. mm-hmm. or when you're going into the Forex market. For instance, you know, there's certain things that you will learn when you're actually going through Forex training. You will learn to do a fundamental analysis. So that's a fundamental and a technical analysis. So like analyzing the markets, listening to the news, what to look out for. You know, there's various things that we'll give you guidance on before you actually place a trade. Mm-hmm. So you do need to do your research and you do need to know what you're doing before you actually place a trade. There's not a particular currency or trading strategy that I can give you right mm-hmm. now. You'd have to come to my classes for that. But there's no, we're not biased towards a particular currency. Okay. You know, we just teach you how to do your analysis, and based on what the market is telling you, you're able to place a trade.
So with the markets, looking at those, you have to study out how the dollar is performing and how the euro and the different currencies.
Correct.
And then depict from there which currency you would gain a lot from if you had purchased it today, predicting that tomorrow it might be twice as much.
Correct.
And then you can close the trade there.
Correct.
Okay.
So like I mentioned, you've got to look at the macro economy. So you've got to look at stuff like the news, what's happening with the news. For instance, when Donald was elected, you know, it affected the dollar. So you've got to listen to the news. You've got to do your technical analysis. So that's analyzing the charts as well.
Okay.
So there's two various analysis that you have to do before you actually start placing trades. And that's basically your fundamental and your technical analysis.
Interesting. Okay. So Danielle, in terms of like South Africa, like if we speak within the South African context, finances and stuff like that, do you think that learning institutions in South Africa do enough to make students financially literate? I mean, one of the greatest authors and entrepreneurs of all time, Robert Kiyosaki, once said that, and I quote, academic qualifications are important and so is financial education. They're both important schools. They are both important and schools are forgetting one of them. Sorry, people, I'm not on the ball today. Mm-hmm. And schools are forgetting one of them. Do you think that is applicable to South African learning institutions?
Definitely. You know, I think financial intelligence stems from grassroots level. Mm. You know, it goes down to, you know, how to actually spend your spending money. When you're given that 1 rand, how do you actually spend
that 1 rand? So like something as simple as that.
So something as simple as that, you know, it goes down to, you know, how to prepare a budget. You know, what's good debt and bad debt, and those things need to be emphasized in, you know, our schooling system. I definitely think it plays a huge role on, you know, the broader picture, the economy, because if people are more literate around their finances, then obviously they start spending better, and you know, it just changes the whole picture. So definitely, I do think it is definitely important that financial education or literacy is, you know, it's important when it comes to our schooling system.
Mm, because I mean, if you really think of it, like not everybody starts out poverty stricken or, you know, some people are financially stable when they're starting out. Youngsters, even older, the older generation, I'm finding more and more, they started out wonderfully financially and now they really, and it's a sad state, they're going into this financial despair. And I mean, I think that the financial illiteracy really is the cause of a lot of poverty. So people start out financially stable and then they run into this financial problem of theirs because they are purely financially illiterate. So if they've been saving but they don't know how to handle their money in the end. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, you see, even if you look at our generation, the millennials, they spend their money on experiences and they spend them. I mean, we earn a lot, but we just spend our money on experiences. And yes, it's great, fair enough. But, you know, it's important that we also understand, you know, the basics of spending money. How do you spend your money? What is good debt versus bad debt? And you know, stuff like that. So I do think it is important that, you know, we start becoming more open-minded when it comes to financial literacy and start making smarter investment decisions. Because yes, a lot of us are investing towards, you know, some sort of investment, but are those investments actually giving you proper returns? Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone knows that. I mean, when you sit down and you look, if I ask anyone, how often have you looked at your investment return statement? You know, people don't necessarily look at that. And that's where it starts, because if you're investing into an instrument, it needs to be giving you a proper return or a real return or an inflation beating return per se. So I think it's very, very important that, you know, it extends beyond just grassroots level. It extends to absolutely on every level, you know, if we could just start getting the message out there that there are smart investment decisions, smart investment vehicles, and you know, you've got to be smarter when working with your money, then yeah, I think we would obviously contribute to a bigger and greater economy, a better and greater economy. Yeah,
you've spoken about a lot of portfolios within investment itself.
Yes.
So why forex trading?
As I mentioned earlier, I wouldn't say, I would say, because I've obviously, like I mentioned, I've seen the return on, I've personally had great success in that market.
Okay.
And also, like, you want to start investing in inflation beating returns. So in Forex, you can actually invest in a market where you can actually see returns that are greater than inflation. So, that's specifically, and that inflation beating returns can really affect your investment as a whole over a long period of time, because if you're contributing to an investment and you are only making 6% and inflation is sitting at 6%, your real return on that investment is zero.
Okay.
So you want to invest in instruments that are giving you higher returns, and Forex is one of those.
Okay. So now, You quit your job and you started trading full time.
Yes.
And now people want to join and be part of that. But some of the questions that they might have is about taxes and the legalities of that as well.
Yes.
That will they get their money back and that profit, and it will not be taxed? And now, coming to the legal side of things, right? How does that work?
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, we partner with brokers that, you know, with the broker that is FSB regulated. So from a legality point of view, we ensure that we partner with people that do the right thing, and we also do the right thing for our clients.
Okay.
From a tax point of view, yes, there is tax. I mean, on any investment, you will pay capital gains tax.
Okay.
And you would need to declare the return on that. So, yeah, you do pay tax. Yes.
So you get on the platform, you buy currency, you sell it, and then from what you sell, there's a certain portion that will go to state.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you moved on from just trading for yourself to starting iSelect.
Yes.
What were some of the goals and what you envisioned with this company? The trading part of the group, yeah.
Well, definitely, we're very big on empowerment. You know, our whole company alone is centered around empowering people on, you know, making smart investment decisions, on financial literacy as a whole. Our aim is definitely to go out there and spread the word to say, you know, there are smarter investment vehicles, and also just educate people around finances. The bigger picture is definitely, obviously, to contribute to a economy that is where the picture is becoming better. So, as I mentioned earlier, you know, if you have people that are more investment savvy, that ultimately affects the broader economy. So, that is definitely an aim. We definitely want to contribute to that. And you know, as a company, we definitely want to expand into other areas of business. And I'm sure we'll speak about that later.
Okay. So now, with empowering people,
yes,
there's a Marnas in Upington and a Sibongile in KwaZulu-Natal or somewhere.
Yes.
They don't have access to internet for one, and access to capital too. So they can't afford to purchase the software or even start a trade.
Yes.
Now, how does iSelect then pitch in to help such people?
Okay.
Because they need to be empowered as well.
Yes, definitely. So what we actually run a young woman's incubation hub. So what we do is we basically teach people how to trade first and foremost. So for them to get education around how to start generating money. Mm-hmm. So we give them the skill for free. We also teach them about business. So we teach them the whole business cycle. We go through that with them, you know, really just to open their minds out to start becoming entrepreneurs. Because I think, you know, as much as you can say young people need to start, you know, they need to get an education and they need to get, they could hopefully go into some sort of career. I think it's also important that we also send the message out there to say that people need to also become entrepreneurs or have an entrepreneurial mindset. You know, so we're very big on, you know, the incubation hub where we bring people in, underprivileged people in, to actually start trading and actually give them insights into running a business.
So it's really holistic, not just the financial side of it either.
Correct.
Okay.
So now, with those same people though, how do they get to these seminars that you guys hold in the incubation hub?
Yes.
And as well, when they want to start trading for themselves, then what happens at that point?
Okay, so there's constant support. You know, we have like mentorship classes, we have Skype groups, we have WhatsApp groups. So there's constant support, constant support.
Does it get to the people or they have to come all the way? Because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, even with a lot of the investment companies and a lot of the financial empowerment companies that the state has in place.
Yes.
You find someone from the East Rand who wants to start a business. They don't have anything. They have to take three taxis all the way to an office where they will be told that they don't have a proper business plan. They don't know their numbers. They don't know anything. And at that point, you know, they're sweaty. They, all of these things. And then they have to take three taxis back to the East Rand, do that same proposal and business plan again, and then travel back there only to be told no.
Yeah.
And then now their dreams are shattered.
Yes.
So now how do you work your way around such things?
So we do have seminars that we run where we go to various, you know, various cities and communities where we speak about, you know, financial literacy and we speak about Forex, we speak about business. So we actually do go to the people. I mean, we've had seminars in Limpopo, Rustenburg, you know, and we really try and get to a point where absolutely everyone can actually attend the seminars in those various cities. Cities or rural areas.
Okay, so how many students do normally attend your classes on a daily? How many people do you have to deal with and get them acclimatized to the systems and how things work in
So we've been really, really busy.
Okay.
So, okay. So we have classes that run every week. We have classes that run every week, morning and evening. And in those classes, we cap it to 10 students within a class because obviously we want to give each and every student's individual care,
attention.
So yeah, we have various classes that run every week.
And now, you know, just to switch it up as well, It's a male-dominated industry, like a lot of industries, right? Because of the patriarchal system that we are going to get over soon enough, but, you know, we need to strike a balance. But that's a topic for another day. How have you guys been able to rise above the gender stereotypes? Like, for instance, there's a Sandy Leshezi, for instance, that's a guy.
Yes.
And I've seen his success. I've seen him trading and things like that. And the results of that. And there's I select ladies.
Yes.
And I have to make a choice between the two.
Yes.
So how have you guys risen above those gender stereotypes?
Yeah. Look, I think, I think it's not only, that stereotype is not only, as you mentioned, is not only prevalent in the finance industry, it's in almost every industry.
Yeah.
And I think women empowerment is only a topic that's just come up recently. So I think as women, more specifically, we've obviously had challenges breaking into business as a whole. You know, there's the typical stereotype around young black women, you know, the fact that we're young, are we competent enough to actually sit in a boardroom? So those are some of the challenges that we've had to face on a business level. In the finance industry more specifically, yes, you mentioned it's a male-dominated industry, but I believe that, you know, reputation and results speak for itself.
Okay.
And our reputation and our results, I think, have spoken for ourselves. You know, we normally say to clients, go out there and do your research when you're actually partnering with a Forex trading company. And in most cases, you find that our reputation speaks for itself.
Okay.
You know, so we've really seen the results. We don't really have clients. We haven't had a client that's come back to us. So I think that alone is definitely been one of our competitive advantages. Yeah.
So as a leader in the group and the company, now moving to personally yourself.
Yes.
What are your five leadership thoughts that you can share to our young leaders? Now you've come afar.
Yes.
And the journey ahead is still even further.
Look, I think as young individuals, you need to think of yourself as a brand. I think everyone is a brand. And it's important to sit down and actually think about what is my brand representing to people? What do I represent? How do I actually deal with people? And, you know, what does my brand say to people? My brand being me.
Okay.
What does my brand say to people first and foremost? And then secondly, I think young people need to start getting mentors and mentors that are aligned with their visions and their dreams and where they see themselves, you know. I also think that it's important that you surround yourselves with people that are, you know, company, they say birds of a feather flock together.
Okay.
So your company, the company that you keep, it's very, very important. You know. And then also I think it's important that young people start to reinvent themselves or focus on it. Education is very important.
Okay.
Yes. But also constant reinvention is also important. So you've constantly got to reinvent yourself because there's always the next best person or next best thing that's out there.
That's out there.
So it's very important to definitely study. Education is key. And also constantly reinvent yourself.
Right. Quickly, you have seminars coming up, right?
Yes.
That we want to be part of and see you guys in action.
Yes.
How do people become part of that?
Okay, so we have, as I mentioned, we go to various cities. So we have a seminar coming up this Thursday in Cape Town.
All right.
Hopefully the wind doesn't knock us over. But yeah, we have a seminar coming up on the 16th of March, this Thursday.
Okay.
And the seminar runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can RSVP to RSVP at iselectwealth.com. Okay. And then we also have another seminar that's running on the 23rd of March in Johannesburg. And you can also RSVP to RSVP at iselectwealth.com.
How do people get in contact of iSelect Ladies and the company itself?
Okay.
Just run us through the details.
So you can either email us on info@iselectwealth.com or you could contact us on our office line 011-282-0671.
Quick message to youth. Just one point.
Millennial. Education is key.
Education
financial
is key.
Education.
Is
yes.
Key. All right. So we're gonna fly Sasha out to Cape Town to be part of this, right?
Oh, awesome!
And we're gonna get you on air
to
treat her to something.
Definitely.
And she needs to send us photos and everything. So to our listeners out there, start something. Build your own momentum. You
yes.
will never be happy by riding other people's momentum. And this is the Youth Leadership Platform, a platform that fosters ideation to solve tomorrow's problems today. And today's one was finance. Catch the conversation on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. From me, Bongani Tau, and Sasha Lee and Tania from the studio, we out. Stay tuned for the next segment showcasing talent. CliffCentral.com.